On ABC Radio Adelaide, this is Breakfast
with Spence Denny
and David Bevan.
Well, his face is all over the daily papers this morning. Ollie Wines, the first Port Adelaide player to pick up a Brownlow medal. Good morning, Ollie Wines.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, the first thing we have to clarify here, Bam Bam. Is it true?
Like, I haven't taken the time to Google who's Bam Bam. Is that the deer or something? I don't know what Mum was talking about, but I know what a stayer is, and that's probably more Bam.
Okay, so Bam Bam, go watch the Flintstones when you work out who Bam Bam is. Because we also hear that you're pretty good on the tooth and that your size is largely attributable to the fact that you never left anything on the plate.
that's pretty accurate, to be honest. I love eating, and there's not a food I don't eat, so I think Mum's nailed that for sure.
Ollie, did you go into the count expecting to win?
Oh, definitely not expecting to. I think it was such a competitive year, and so many guys had tremendous years that it was a bit of a raffle on the night. And, you never know how the umpires are going to read it. Everyone sort of reads the votes differently. So to walk out on top, I'm incredibly humbled.
And as it became apparent to you that you are a serious contender and that I'm going to win this, what was going through your mind as you were sitting there last night?
Yeah, my mind was racing a little bit. Probably wasn't until perhaps the second last game where I knew we played Western Bulldogs and Marcus Bontempelli probably wasn't going to vote, that I sort of thought, well, I'm probably going to win this. And that was probably the first moment where I sort of dared to dream about it. And yeah, I didn't think too much about it, and all of a sudden I'm on stage and accepted the medal. So it all happened very quickly.
Well, I know, and we spoke to your dad earlier today. I know you'd prefer to be biting on a Norm Smith, because the chance to play in a grand final is obviously the ultimate dream for anyone who plays football at this level. But you will always be remembered now as a Brownlow medalist, and not just a Brownlow medalist. 36 votes, and in fact the runners up, the Bont, Oliver, and Sam Walsh, in previous years, polled enough votes to have won a Brownlow themselves. So this is a significant achievement from you, Ollie Wines.
Yeah, it certainly is. Look, it's a testament to our footy club at the moment. You've got to win games to get to this, I guess, result. And I'm incredibly proud to be a part of the Port Adelaide Football Club. And the team we're creating and continuing to build is still going at it. And despite falling short a couple of times in preliminary finals, we're as hungry as ever, and this is, I guess, a little bit of a reward for our team after a disappointing end to the season.
It was also a lovely reward of Travis Boak, wasn't it, to be recognised for his community work?
Certainly was, yeah. There's not a more deserving guy to win that award. The amount of work he does with the Childhood Cancer Foundation is so good, from back when he was a young guy to today. He's terrific. He's a great role model for not just the people in the community, but for all of us at the footy club, and particularly the young boys coming into the club.
Now, we spoke to your dad earlier, and his assessment of your season was that you've had a pretty good year. Has your dad always been your hardest taskmaster?
Probably not. More so Mum. Dad's sort of always pretty relaxed, and he doesn't take it too serious. He sort of chills out, so it's probably been Mum, to be honest. She sort of tells me how it is, and if I'm not doing too well, she'll be pretty honest and tell me. So it's good to sort of have the good cop, bad cop going there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And the fact that you're actually able to share a room with Clayton Oliver, who went to school with your siblings.
Yeah, no, he did. He's good mates with my brother. And as I said, his brother played footy with me, and he used to train a little bit. So Echuca's produced some pretty good footballers. Obviously, I won the award last night. Hopefully he can get through our town a premiership.